Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy damn poo. How are you? Just got to add a little something, something. How are you?
There's a little something, something from my elf. Thank you. I'm good. Thank you, my dear. And how are you?
Little something from your elf. Well, I love more than anything when we record. I feel great. I love before we record. I love while we record. I love after we record. But today's a little different because I'm kind of excited once we're done because I am set up to go do some metaphysical chemist stuff today.
Okay.
Here's what I'm doing. And it's funny because it totally leads into a listener question that I think we're going to make into this whole episode today. And the question was a day in the life of a medium. And so the funny thing is I thought, well, shit, I'll just go ahead and jump in with what I'm doing today just to give a sense of what a day in the life of a medium might be like. But we'll roll back. But literally, I saw this question. I'm like, oh, hell yes. But I really wanted to come up with an exquisite, I'm going to call it, because you don't like the word cosmic. And I'm making it for myself right now, so don't you guys ask me till later, so I'll see if it works. A cosmic clearing spray is what I like to call it. Because I find, and we've talked about this, when you go clear a space, and especially you if you travel Miss Haunted Airbnb, you want to like some quick like action, right? So here's what I am, here's my chemist, what I'm working on today is sacred frankincense. Not cheap, by the way. I even have a piece of frankincense resin I'm going to put in each bottle. So I'm like even upping the ante with that. Palo Santo oil. And we're going to cap it off with some holy water. Not from Etsy.
Oh my God, you kill me.
Not from the priest of Etsy.
You need to tell them that story.
Well, it's in my book. But so what happened was when Suzanne, when I opened a portal, I opened it really because of Etsy. Because I went and I bought this fucking, it's called Animal Spirit Potion or some shit like that. And that's what I soaked these crystal points in. And apparently I built a portal around these bird feeders. I bought that shit off Etsy, and that's the joke with Brenda and I about Etsy. It's like, did you get this off of Etsy or not? And so the answer is no, this is legitimate holy water.
Look, there are some legit things on Etsy, but not everything is, like any place else in the world, right?
Yeah, for real, man. Look out, people, for Etsy. So anyway, that is what I have ready to go make after we record is my non-Etsy room cosmic clearing spray, which I think is kind of awesome. So tell me, what's your take?
Okay, so my take on this. So yeah, we have not talked about this ahead of time. So you're basically listening to our conversation. So two things. One, I love the name because it's fun, cosmic clearing spray, right? And the healing component of this is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to weave that into the title or something, mm-hmm. but the healing component is extraordinary. So that's the first thing, because I can feel it, mm-hmm. and it's
some good stuff, right? Yeah, I'm super excited to make this. So I have all the ingredients in the kitchen. Suzanne cooks food in the kitchen, and I cook up this shit in the kitchen.
So the other thing, are you working with your chemist in this?
I'll ask her.
Okay.
I think I have. I've been toying with this one for a bit, and it's been still like, because I made a version of it that I've used, actually, like a test, like a pretest to my mm-hmm. test. I made just mm-hmm. one. And the one addition that I got was the frankincense resin.
I think you need a drop of lavender.
Got it.
Because it's going to mellow it out just a bit, because my elf likes to jack things up to 11.
It's powerful. I do. It's really bad. I do. I know. Sorry, I'm writing this down right now. Again, thank you, everybody, for wanting to listen in to our conversation about the crazy shit. But I think how this fits into one of our listeners' questions, which they ask, you know, what a day in the life of a medium, what does a typical day look like for you? And I think the way a typical day starts and what I think it is rooted in and what I learned from you was service. And that is, it's, I want to help. That's what I want to do. I make this stuff. I do these things. A, I want to help myself. So I'll just be really clear on that. It's because part of it, like, it starts out, I think, when you do this kind of work, you are having to heal yourself until you're able to actually, you know, help others, I think is maybe a fair way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the underlying, I think, to what a day looks like.
And they will use you as a proxy to show you your spirit guides, the universe, however, the cosmos, right? However you want to phrase it, will use you as a proxy until you get, oh, okay, now I can take this to others.
Exactly. And there is a reality too, especially if there's anybody who deals with shamanism, and so much of shamanism is about healing thyself. We're all, I guess we can call it perfectly imperfect, or some like to use the word broken in certain ways. You're a perfectly imperfect gal because you're like the glass is half full. The we're all broken is the glass half empty, folks. So depending upon who you are, you can, it's the same thing. Because I've read a ton about shamanism, and so much of it is about healing all your past trauma in order to be prepared to take on what you are meant to take on, which is helping the healing of others. Or communities, or tribes, or whatever it may be.
Well, and we go through stuff so that we can relate to whatever shows up.
Yeah, I'm totally convinced that shit happens to me because of this show. I swear. I've said that before. Yeah. I really I do. I firmly believe there's aspects of me that I have agreed on a certain level that I am unconsciously unaware of to be a target of shit. So I can learn from it and teach from it. Because teaching, you know, whether it is of service, helping, teaching, they're all in that same vein, I think. And so each day when somebody asks, like, what happens in your day? I'm like, well, every day's different, like everybody else, but it has this an undercurrent. And that undercurrent is that I am truly here to help in whichever way I can. And it starts from when I first wake up, and it goes all the way to when I go to bed. And the other really important factor, and we'll get into this in just a minute when we take a quick break. Ooh, somebody just said break.
What?
Is what does that look like? And how do you pivot throughout the day? And just some stories around that. So why don't we take an elf break, which is really weird. I'm on an elf break trend. It's odd.
I like it. I like it.
Of course you do.
And we'll be right back.
At the UW Medicine Heart Institute, our experts provide a full range of heart care, from common to the most complex heart conditions that can't be treated elsewhere. Find cardiovascular care that works as hard as your heart does at multiple UW Medicine Heart Institute locations across the Puget Sound region. Learn more at uwmedicine.org/heart. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody, we are brack. We're brack. B-R-A-C. We're brack, everyone.
See, you're just not used to those breaks.
I'm not. I did. Oh, it's a combo of break and back.
Yeah,
so we're breaking back. We're brack.
Which is different than breaking back.
It is very different than breaking back.
I knew
back.
That one.
I can't even. I need to pick myself up from the floor because my witchy poo had a cultural reference that was actually accurate.
I've never seen it.
Of course you haven't seen it. But
I saw 30 minutes of it in a hotel one night, and I was like, nope.
You're like, nope.
Everyone raves about that show. Nope.
But anyway, so what about you? What about your days? How would you answer something like this?
Well, a day in life. So for me, I think of the day as sacred thresholds. So getting up is a sacred threshold to a bond with my husband and my dog. And then I have my time to set up my day energetically. And so that's the quiet time where I'm holding a space for people that are on my schedule to be engaged with and meditating, checking in with my guides, doing my clearings so that I can be of service in the most efficient, elegant, impactful way. That's sort of my mantra. Show me how I can, and then hold that space without attachment, without an agenda. So that's really important. So I set up my day energetically in that way. And then also at that time, I will typically get some kind of guidance about what's coming up. And it can be in ways that is immediate, like this afternoon, or it can be like, hey, this is on the horizon. And I don't know if it'll show up in 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 months, 6 months. Like, I don't know, but I have an inkling like it's coming into focus. So I know to hold that energetic space. Then I will do my other spiritual practices. And then I'm in motion and set up the day energetically. Then when I'm engaging and having conversations, whether it's in a reading or a coaching conversation, it's all set so that I know to trust and be open when something shows up and it feels like it's off topic. I may soften with and say, you know, I'm not entirely sure about this, and it'll come out of my mouth and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. That's how it plays out. And it's consistent. And you set it up, you trust it, you know it, and then you just dance. So it's a dance with people and people you're engaged with, but it's really a dance with spirit. That says, how can you use me? Please show me, you know, how it can be of service. And it's hopefully to the people, but it's really to spirit to play at the higher game. And, you know, and then there are all kinds of other fun ways that it shows up too. But that is a
construct of what your day could typically look like. What happens when, like, a friend comes over to visit?
Yes. So, it happens, you know, in all kinds of ways. So that was like 10 stories just popped in my head. So, I have one local person who's extraordinarily talented and creative, and she has a passion for creating beautiful, extraordinary, unique Christmas trees. That's one of her joys. And so her husband has set a limit as 7 in the house. Like, she can't have any more Christmas trees.
She has a very tolerant husband, I'm just going to say. 7's a lot.
This is her joy. And so she created one for me, which is extraordinary. And she came over and she brought her dog, of course. You know, the dogs are playing. She were decorating. It's just so fun. And I asked her about how work was going. And she's like, well, and, you know, she told me this thing that's unfolding that's really big. And I can see all this popping around her because there's so much to navigate in the earth world. I know she can't see. You know, this might be a good time for a reading. And so we've, you know, wrapped up the tree very quickly after that and jumped down in my office and just did a quick check-in. And because she's such a visual person, having the cards is really important to her, and taking a picture and walking her through, like, this is what's available. This is what's wanting to be activated. Like, just, you know, these open space that was created with just this one question, and then being able to serve her in a way that, again, the importance of the visual component is huge for her. So taking a picture so she has it going forward. She knows what her practices are to activate the guidance and the support that's available. And she texted me after she left and said, oh my goodness, this is just what I needed. I needed to create another tree and I needed this reading. And I'm like, and I needed to give you this reading on the weekend because it's so joyful for me. Like, it was this great coming together to have the space to dance and serve and create joy and healing all at the same time for both of us.
And that's that piece, right? That's that undercurrent. Even though your work is very much dedicated to this, like, that's your work is that, it's not just that for you. It is truly your life. And so whether it is a friend that shows up on a weekend, you know, you have to send me a picture of this tree, by the way. I need to see it. I need this person to never meet Suzanne for the record. So we are going to keep them apart because I can't tell you how many trees we have. I don't have a limit on it, nor the size. We have one that is so, yeah, it's just insane. My girl loves Christmas. I could give two shits, but I roll with it because she loves it.
And you love her.
I love her. So I let her just absolutely desecrate the home with all of like her jingle bells and shit everywhere. Yeah, I can't explain why I don't really love it, but I don't. Please don't let her ever meet Suzanne. I'll give her too many ideas. But I think it is, it's that piece. Like now my days aren't like, I don't, my work is not dedicated to mediumship, obviously. My days are very different. My energy is also really different. So when you talk about like you just your encounters outside of your work, for me, in fact, you said this to me not long ago when I, because I've continually joked about this. It's like, I swear things happen to me again because I do the show. But yeah. But you said it's that Black Panther energy that keeps getting tested a lot. It's like that, it's like that poking the bear, but they're poking a panther kind of thing. And so I've started to really pay attention to that and what it is that I'm supposed to do. And in some cases, and this just happened yesterday, I was walking by the construction site next door. That is the never fucking ending construction site. I had a neighbor ask me today, like, when do you think they're going to be done? I said, never's the answer. They're never, ever going to finish building this house next door to me. But I encountered some of the workmen and I will ask, now this is what I'm doing. I will ask before, should I ignore or should I say hello? And I have had cases, put your head down and walk by. I was told that, put your head down and just walk by because it's not going to be good. Because I know they see me coming and they don't know why, but they see me coming. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go battle with somebody today. I'm going to go battle with this one walking the big fluffy black dog. But the other times I get a do this. So when you talk about operating to serve spirit, I feel like I spend my days asking a lot. I spend my days asking questions. I say, okay, I need to go do this. Or do I just need to step aside? And usually they do tell me and they ask me more often than not to step aside because I think they know I'm a troublemaker.
This is the thing I'd remind you, possibly, I don't know. But well, I'm just saying that sometimes when they ask you to engage, sometimes people are drawn because of your magic and they don't even know what it is that they're drawn to. It can seem like they want to fight. But when you, you know, take that high road and you engage at a high level, even if they don't know what to do it in the moment, it still has an impact. It could be they've never seen anyone take the high road and embody that graceful position of, it's okay, you don't have to agree with me, we're good. They need to have that experience. So it's not about the conflict. It's actually about the, oh, this is a new move. I didn't know that was...
Didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah.
You know, you are right, because you're typically with all my shit. I can't say you're always right in the world, but I know you're right in my world, so... you're not
right. Definitely not right.
In quotes, in general. But you are correct in my world. And I do think that happens. And this is part of, you know, when you say a typical day, I don't have a typical day. That is actually how I would probably answer that question is I don't have it. There's nothing typical about my day and about my life. But what is, what grounds it to allow to happen what needs to happen is taking that moment in the morning to get ready. And the way I do it is I take Sookie out for an hour, at least I try to do an hour walk every day, rain, sleet, snow, you name it, we'll go out in it because that is how I get started. I get prepared. And that's where I work through because I know what's happening, what's going to happen that day, what's on my schedule, what's not on, da da da, what needs to happen. And so I kind of get prepped and get ready through that. And then I will tell you, we can talk about what happens in the middle of the day, but then I'll tell you at the end of the day, I practice, I literally wash it off. I've changed now to my bathing routine used to be in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now it's at night, but it's done strategically in the night because whether it's a bath or a shower, I need to wash this shit off and not in a bad way. I just need to wash it to get prepared for the next one. And I'm telling you, it's so fascinating too, is that with that, my sleep is interestingly so much better. Because I'm not just like going from action, you know, vertical to boom, horizontal in a bed.
Super important, that decompression time. Yeah, it's really helpful. Even it would say wash your face, wash your hands, wash your feet before bed to wash off the day.
I add armpits and the whole thing to it. The whole enchilada gets washed. The whole thing does. Yeah. But if you can't, do that every night or don't have time or have kids running around or whatever it may be, I think that what you're saying is, so I think part of the day is that bookend, right? So that was, I just described the bookend of how I handle a day. And then everything in between, sometimes things happen the way you think it is, but not always.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the fun of it. And I think part of the day in dealing with things, it's like, and I bring my spiritual A game to whatever I do, whatever it is. If I'm dealing with, like, we're buying a condo, dealing with a realtor and all the people involved, I'm bringing my A game to it. If I'm dealing with it work related, I'm bringing my A game to it. If there's things going on with Suzanne, I'm bringing my A game, friends, my A game. And that's part of that recognition of spirit. It's like, I need this to come out. And everywhere, all my dealings is where it needs to come out.
Yep. And that's why we live our life, because we don't know. So with that, we're going to be right back.
Outer space, a vast unknown frontier. To date, scientists have explored about 4% of the visible universe. Yet the other 96%, scientists cannot see. We don't yet know the dangers that lurk beyond the stars. But unfortunately for Captain Sidney Owens and Jana Prescott, the crew of the research vessel Magmel, they're about to find out. Magmel, from iHeartRadio and Bamford Productions. Listen to Magmel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I call the Union Hall. I say it's a matter of life and death. I think these people are planning to kill Dr. King.
On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King was shot and killed in Memphis. A petty criminal named James Earl Ray was arrested. He pled guilty to the crime and spent the rest of his life in prison. Case closed. Right?
James Earl Ray was a pawn for the official story.
The authorities would parade, oh, we found a gun that James Earl Ray bought in Birmingham that killed Dr. King. Except it wasn't the gun that killed Dr. King.
One of the problems that came out when I got the Ray case was that some of the evidence, as far as I was concerned, did not match the circumstances.
This is the MLK Tapes. The first episodes are available now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Eve Rodsky, author of the New York Times bestseller Fair Play and Find Your Unicorn Space, activist on the Gender Division of Labor, attorney, and family mediator.
And I'm Dr. Aditi Narukar, a Harvard physician and medical correspondent with an expertise in the science of stress, resilience, mental health, and burnout.
We're so excited to share our podcast, Time Out, a production of iHeart Podcasts and Hello Sunshine. We're uncovering why society makes it so hard for women to treat their time with the value it deserves. So take this time out with us. Listen to Time Out, a Fair Play podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back.
Thanks. Oh, wait, you weren't talking to me. We're so easily entertained.
Well, I think part of it is we just have so much fun. It's all fun.
Very true.
All right, middle of the day. So what would you say about them? Because you talked about the beginning and the end.
Yeah, the bookends. But before I dive into the middle of the day, I'll tell you something that just entered my head that I think is very amusing, is that would you have thought 10 years ago you and I would be having this discussion? No, it's fine. No is a good answer because I wouldn't have expected it either. And like, that's how amazing life can be.
Life is very amazing. But that's why you have to live it, right?
You have to live it. And with intention of, for me, I wanted to meet you as close as I could to where you were. And that's how I step up in life and what you've shown me. And I couldn't thank you enough for that.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
You're very welcome and thank you. But what my middle of the day is, I do take that quiet time. I have to because my brain, oh my God, this poor brain of mine. It's exhausting to be me, guys. I'm just going to let everybody know. It is very tiring to the things that go on in my head. You don't want to be there. It's truly exhausting. It exhausts me. But I have to have that quiet time. I have to have that meditative space. I have to clear that. And I will tell you the other thing that I do, and I'm sure no one on this show or listens to the show will be shocked by this, is that I engage a lot with crystals. I engage a lot with essential oils. I also will doodle things, and that's another interesting thing, but I doodle more like sacred geometry, like protection, that like I'll doodle things. And I'll tell you, it's fascinating with this new job that I have with Solensis, the cybersecurity company. I carry a Meru and an Iolite with me because I'm ready to go, right? Like that is part of my, I'm going to create today. I'm very clear in my intentions. And then I'm going to tell you, it has not failed me, not once. The ideas, the things that happen, and because it just, it helps that portal. It helps that kind of kick it up into gear, and those stones help. When I'm needing to, if I'm dealing with a situation, I go right to that pneumite, and it's like, all right.
No can do, that is all you.
I know, me and pneumite.
Yeah, yeah, it's your jam.
It is all me. No, I know, and I love it. It is like my, it is so my signature, like I have several signature stones. That is definitely one of them. And like your amethyst, exactly. But it, that is when I need to step in to more. And that in wisdom is, to me, the definition of wisdom is about learning lessons, right? So people say, you get wisdom with age. I'm like, no, you don't. You're missing an essential component to this. And that is to understand your lessons. And that is where you derive wisdom from. Wisdom is not by accident. Wisdom is not just living on the planet. Wisdom is active, and it's about learning and it's listening, right? And so I use that to help that listening in to make sure that those lessons are like being absorbed into every spiritual cell of this body I inhabit.
Yeah. I mean, wisdom, I think of it as having an experiential component because you can like take in information all day long, but that doesn't make it wisdom. It has to have an experiential component where it's real. It's so interesting because when you talk about having that quiet time during the day, I don't have that. It's just not how my schedule operates. So once after my morning setup and my energetic setup of my day and my meditation time, I'm full on, boom, until the end of the day. And sometimes the end of the day is like 10 o'clock at night, depending.
If not later, because I've gotten texts from you much later than that.
Oh, texts, I'm on, but working. And I don't have those breaks at the end of the day, which is why the foundation of the beginning and the end of the day are so essential. And what's important is just to find, and this isn't a judgment at all, right? Those breaks during the middle of the day, like that's so important for that brain and that creativity that runs so hot. And it's just not how I set up. So I have that, you know, strong foundation in the morning and then the strong releasing at the end of the day. And obviously, for me, essential oils and crystals, they hold the edges of the busyness of my world. And my desk, my office is literally lined with crystals, both on this side of the wall and the other side of the wall. Inside my walls, And so
inside your wall,
I just can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. And then specifically, you know, that owl, that Meru owl on my desk is just like literally owls are, they hold a lot of wisdom, a lot of insight. They see in the dark, they fly silently. They're the messengers. But to grab it, like, okay, this is getting intense. I just grab it, you know, like, I can just hold it. It's so great.
I swear that I must have bought that whole Meru zoo, which, by the way, people don't know about because I don't know what to do with it. But I'm convinced there was one owl and there was one lion. I kept the lion and I sent the owl to you.
Yeah, that thing gets worked every day. But to have those tools to activate and ground are essential, right? They're essential. And even when I'm out in the world, you know, I love some of the very special pieces of jewelry that I own. You know, I don't have the most extensive jewelry collection, but the pieces I have selected, I think they're beautiful. It doesn't matter to me what other people think. Like sometimes I wear them just so I can like see this extraordinary bracelet, you know, it just makes me happy throughout the day. Like I just get that energetic hit. So there are things like that you can do just to keep the energy fortified as you're, you know, bringing your all during the day, which is really important. And then for me, another very important component is intense work, right? I work with individuals, whether it's in the corporate world or doing readings, there's just an intensity to the clients that I work with and the one-on-one work I do. And even in groups, that just having a lightness and being able to look and see the energy around and the support that people have and reminding them that the work can be very important, but it doesn't have to be super serious. It can be intense, but it doesn't have to be hard. That anxiety, while anxiety can be real, it's also a choice. Like you're like, okay, it's unknown. And so that can be anxious for you, but it doesn't have to be anxious. Is there another way we can hold it that says we don't know? Usually there's like an anticipatory worrying is what anxiety is, right? And so what if we can hold it as we just don't know?
It could be fun. Like this, you think
it could be magical.
Could be fun and magical.
Yeah, you know, we could totally blow it up and, you know, we could tank, but then we'll learn something else. So it's still just a matter of learning and that the divine is at play in all of it. That's why I laugh a lot. Like, you know, my clients make me giggle, you know, no matter what level of life they're working on. Like, just for us to remember that this is the best game in the cosmos. Like, it's such a privilege to be here on the planet.
Right.
And so I think that's one of the most extraordinary gifts that being a medium has brought me to share with others. Like, even when you're stressed beyond and it's the hardest thing, you are going to miss this when you are on the other side. You're not just going to miss great food and great sex and great, you know, this. You're going to miss the really hard times that you made it through. Let's celebrate that. Like, where do you think it's your birthright that you get a clear sailing? There's no guarantee. You came to Earth and let there be joy in everything. And so that's what I think more than anything, that we never fully acknowledge all the support we have and how so many spirits are cheering us on, even through the shit shows that happen, you know, then you're in the middle of it. And sometimes you create it. It doesn't matter. They don't have judgment about that. Just be in it, do the best you can, and remember that it's a sacred journey.
I love the, it's the best game in the cosmos. I wrote that down.
It is the best.
That's such a great line. It's the best game in the cosmos, man. You're in it.
Where else are you going to go? I mean, come on.
Well, if you watch the show Roswell on CW, it's where aliens come down. And the thing is, because their planet was blowing up. So for them, this was the best game in the cosmos. For those who have seen Roswell, New Mexico.
You know I haven't seen that. Okay.
I know, of course you haven't, but I have.
But it is the best game in the cosmos.
It is the best game in the cosmos, even on television.
And so when I can somehow help people remember that, and it's their birthright to enjoy the journey.
Oh my God, yes. And I think the other thing is, not only do people make you laugh, spirit makes you laugh. Like every day, because you know, Margaret shows up a lot. It makes me laugh all the time.
Yeah.
She'll answer, like Suzanne will ask a question and I'll hear it. I'm like, she wasn't asking you.
Totally.
Right? That's the day in the life though. Right? Because yeah, that's the day in the life. It's whether it's your guides, whether it's your loved ones, whether
and they're still funny.
A disembodied voice you might hear, who the hell it's from. That happens. And they're still funny, but it's like, I don't know what body you ever belonged to, but that was a good one. And that actually makes life for me so much more enjoyable than it has ever been.
Yeah. It's such a comfort. It's such a comfort.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
So I love this question. I'm so glad it was asked because we got to talk about our stuff.
Yeah. Thanks for asking, y'all.
And hopefully, you know, this kind of conversation might inspire those that want to live like this, to live this type of life, to, you know, explore more about this best game in the cosmos.
And the other thing is, there's nothing about a medium that you have, that's not the pathway to get to this mindset, right?
Mm-mm.
It's not required.
It's not required at all.
So thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for the question. And remember, school is hard.
Without the best game in the cosmos. The other side.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank y'all.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and a special thanks to our producer, Alejandra Arevalo, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com, and you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.